Life in today's world can be at times so complicated and the challenges so overwhelming as to be beyond our individual capacity to resolve them. We all need help from the Lord. Yet there are many individuals who don't know how to receive that help. They feel their urgent pleas for help have often gone unattended. How can that be when he himself has said, "Knock, ask, and ye shall receive. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Such difficulty results from either not following his spiritual law for providing help, or from not recognizing help when it comes. Well did James observe, "Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss." True, the Lord has said, "Ask, and ye shall receive," but he also declared, "Behold, ye have not understood. Ye have supposed that I would give it unto you when you took no thought, save it was to ask me." It is evident that he intends that we do our part. But what specifically are we to do? No one would expect to receive a result from physical law without obeying it. Spiritual law is the same. As much as we want help, we must expect to follow the spiritual law that controls that help. Spiritual law is not mysterious. It is something that we can understand. The scriptures define it in significant detail. I will cite key scriptures that teach how to ask for help, then summarize the spiritual law they clarify. The Savior declared, "I, the Lord, am bound when ye do what I say. But when ye do not what I say, ye have no promise." John taught, "And whatsoever thing we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." Nephi counseled, "Do ye not remember the things which the Lord has said, if ye will not harden your hearts and ask me in faith, believing that ye shall receive with diligence in keeping my commandments, surely these things shall be made known unto you." The Lord has the power to bless us at any time. Yet we see that to count on his help, we must consistently obey his commandments. Mormon wrote, "Behold, I say unto you that whoso believeth in Christ, doubting nothing, whatsoever he shall ask the Father in the name of Christ, it shall be granted to him. And this promise is unto all." The Savior taught, "Remember that without faith you can do nothing. Therefore ask in faith. Trifle not with these things. Do not ask for that which ye ought not. And whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, which is right, believing that ye shall receive, behold, it shall be given unto you. Whatsoever ye ask the Father in my name shall be given unto you, that is expedient for you. If you are purified and cleansed from all sin, ye shall ask whatsoever ye will in the name of Jesus, and it shall be done. But know this, it shall be given what ye shall ask." These teachings of Jesus Christ emphasize that it matters very much what we ask for and how we ask for it. I testify that when we seek his will and do it, we will obtain the greatest blessings in life. Sincere gratitude is fundamental. "For in nothing doth man offend God, and against none is his wrath kindled, save those who confess not his hand in all things and obey not his commandments." Now to summarize. Blessings come when we ask the Father in the name of Christ, diligently keep his commandments, ask with faith in Christ, ask for that which is right, harden not our hearts, and express gratitude. One way the Lord helps us is through priesthood blessings. When a worthy priesthood bearer is led to pronounce specific blessings, we can be greatly comforted. Yet there is no guarantee of outcome without effort on our part. Appropriate use of priesthood authority opens a channel of help where the outcome is consistent with the will of the Lord. The blessing resolves those things which are beyond our own capacity to influence, either personally or with the help of others. Yet we must do our part for the blessing to be realized. We must strive to be worthy and to exercise the requisite faith to do what we are able. Where it is intended that others help, we must use that help also. It is through the combination of our doing what is within our power to accomplish and the power of the Lord that the blessing is realized. Once I was awakened by a call from an anxious mother. Her premature child was not expected to survive the night. She asked for a priesthood blessing, and as I approached the suffering child, the mother stopped me, looked into my eyes, and asked, "Are you worthy to bless my son?" That was an appropriate question. One never feels completely worthy, but one must do all he can to be so. There came a strong prompting to bless the child to recover. The worthy mother continued professional treatment and exercised her faith. The Lord responded with the additional blessing needed, and the child recovered. A relative asked Elder Kimball for a blessing to combat a crippling disease. For some time, he prepared himself spiritually, then fasting, was prompted to bless her to be healed. Some weeks later, she returned angry and complaining that she was fed up with waiting for the Lord to give the promised relief. He responded, "Now I understand why you have not been blessed. You must be patient, do your part, and express gratitude for the smallest improvement noted." She repented, followed his counsel scrupulously, and was eventually made well. It is a sobering responsibility for those who bear the priesthood to act as agents of the Lord to help those in need. That trust requires faith, worthiness, and a sensitivity to the promptings of the Spirit to communicate the will of the Lord. Also, it is a sobering responsibility for those who receive a blessing to exercise faith, to express gratitude for every degree of improvement observed, and to do all within their power to resolve the need. 3 years ago, I met a young man who had been severely injured in an accident. The medical forecast was grim. If he survived, he could spend the rest of his life completely paralyzed. Recently, I met him again. Through the priesthood, he had been blessed to gain the mobility needed to do all the Lord intended he'd do in life. He moved his electric cart near, shook my hand, stood upright, and broke into a broad grin. The room was charged with his invincible spirit. His faith, incredibly hard, painful, sustained effort, magnified by the blessing of the Lord, has begun a miracle. With periodic help from loving friends, he is succeeding in a university and striving to progress to qualify to be a missionary. I know his continued effort will yield far greater improvement. In striking contrast, consider another man. His first comment to me was, "Why doesn't the Lord give me a wife?" As though an eternal companion were a teddy bear to be acquired with no thought of her agency. As we spoke, it was obvious he was not doing the most fundamental things to qualify for a wife. He admitted that maybe he should do something about his excessive weight, but that was hard. His clothes were slovenly and his body so neglected that it was difficult to stand near him. Clearly, he must do his part. Help from the Lord generally comes in increments. He can immediately cure a serious illness, disabilities, even allow the dead to be raised. But the general pattern is that improvement comes in sequential steps. That plan gives us an opportunity to discover what the Lord expects us to learn. It requires our patience to recognize His timetable. It provides growth from our efforts and trust in Him and the opportunity to express gratitude for the help given. Often, we have difficulty mastering lessons the Lord wants us to learn when things are going too well in our lives. When there's suffering or pain, we ask ourselves a lot of questions. Some of them ought to be, what does the Lord want me to learn from this experience? What do I need to do? What do I need to change? Who do I need to serve? Or what characteristic must I improve? Pondering and prayer will help us understand what we are to learn from the challenges we are asked to overcome. Not all our prayers will be answered as we wish. It is not always easy to know the will of the Lord, yet there are some things of which we can be certain. He will never ask us to do anything that is not completely in harmony with His teachings. We cannot count on help if we are immoral or otherwise deliberately disobedient unless we sincerely repent. One who prays to know of another is to be the eternal companion while violating in any degree the law of chastity, has little hope of receiving confirmation without repentance. For behold, the Lord has said, I will not succor my people in the day of their transgression, but I will hedge up their ways that they prosper not, and their doing shall be as a stumbling block before them. But if you will turn to the Lord with full purpose of heart and put your trust in Him and serve Him with all diligence of mind, He will deliver you out of bondage. Our earnest prayers are answered when they conform to the will of the Lord. Since we cannot perfectly understand His will, we must walk with faith. He is all-knowing, and His decisions are perfect. The fact that our finite capacity does not let us understand all of His dealings with man does not limit Him from blessing us. His will is our best choice in life, whether or not we fully understand it. When we act using our moral agency wisely, the Lord will act according to His will. We see such a limited part of the eternal plan He has fashioned for each one of us. Trust Him, even when in eternal perspective, it temporarily hurts very much. Have patience when you're asked to wait, when you want immediate action. He may ask you to do things which are powerfully against your will. Exercise faith and say, let thy will be done. Such experiences honorably met prepare you and condition you for yet greater blessings. As your Father, His purpose is your eternal happiness, your continuing development, your increasing capacity. His desire is to share with you all that He has. The path you are to walk through life may be very different from others. You may not always know why He does what He does, but you can know that He is perfectly just and perfectly merciful. He would have you suffer no consequence, no challenge, endure no burden that is superfluous to your good. To gain unshakable faith in Jesus Christ is to flood your life with brilliant light. You no longer are left to struggle alone with challenges you know you cannot resolve or control yourself. For He has said, if ye will have faith in me, ye shall have power to do whatsoever thing is expedient in me. If you are despondent, racked with transgression, alone, ill, or desperately in need of comfort and support, I solemnly testify that the Lord will help you when you carefully obey the spiritual law upon which that help is predicated. He is your Father. You are His child. He loves you. He will never let you down. I know He will bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.